From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, November 8th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media a resolution to authorize $44 million in serial bonds to finance construction of a new Greene County jail was approved by the county legislators' Public Safety Committee on Monday, November the 6th. The vote came following a meeting between various county officials and the State Commission of Corrections Chairman Thomas A. Breland last week. The meeting focused on the idea of shared jail with Columbia County. Public Safety Committee Chair Legislator William Lawrence of Cairo and other legislators opposed the shared jail idea. Lawrence said if people from Greene County were to be transferred to Columbia County, that jail's footprint would have to be expanded to accommodate those people. Lawrence said, and I quote, "I don't see it as being a quick solution. I don't see it as being a cheap solution. Again, it doesn't make sense," end quote. Lawrence introduced a bond resolution Monday night. Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley was pleased the resolution passed and said the jail should remain in Greene County and not be shared with Columbia County. While there are concerns about cost, Seeley said the impact on residents' tax bills would be minimal. The bond resolution now goes to the Finance Committee, then on to the full legislature for a vote November 15th. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Purcell and Richard Moody are reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Police Department is looking for $10,000 from the city for body cameras. The additional money would match the $10,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Justice and allow the department to outfit each of its 25 officers with the camera. The request was made by Chief Ed Moore at the October meeting of the Common Council Police Committee. Moore said if the city officials approve the matching funds as part of the 2018 budget, the police committee will then develop a policy to direct how and when a police camera is worn, the disclosure of evidence procedure, and for how long the footage will be retained. The chief said he hopes to have the cameras out in the field by early 2018. Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton will present the city's 2018 budget to the Common Council and the public 5:30 p.m. Thursday, November the 9th at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, Matthew Hamilton is reporting in the Times Union that New York has resoundingly rejected the prospect of holding a constitutional convention in 2019. According to numbers reported by the State Board of Elections, as of 11 a.m. on Wednesday, November the 8th, 78% of voters said no to the ballot question and just 16% said yes. In Greene County, that margin was much larger. Nearly 86% voted no and only 10% voted yes. In Columbia County, 82% said yes to the proposition while 13% said no. The convention vote on Tuesday was the third time the question has failed since 1977. Proposal 2, the amendment on public pension forfeiture reform, was approved by 65% of voters. The vote on Proposal 3, the amendment on the Forest Preserve Land Bank, was closer, passing 46% to 43%. In Columbia County, the ballot proposition to increase public library funding passed in Clabrick and Hudson, but it was rejected by voters in Greenport. In the 3rd Judicial District race, Democrat Julian Schreiberman appears to have bested Republican Peter Crummey. In Columbia County, incumbent Columbia County Sheriff Republican David Bartlett was elected to a second term, holding off challenger Democrat Peter Volkman, and Democrat Cricket Coleman defeated former Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Republican Roy Brown in the county coroner race. Other notable contests included the special Greene County legislator race for the District 3 Athens seat formerly held by Gene Hatton. On election night, Democrat Lee Palmateer was leading Republican Edward Bloomer 589 to 566. Newcomer Jason Watts was the top vote getter in the Cairo Town Board race, followed by incumbent Mary Jo Cords. Both Watts and Cords are Republicans. It looked like newcomer Kathleen Leek Eldridge would replace incumbent Edna Bosny as Greenport's town supervisor, winning by nearly 100 votes on the machine. In Hudson, Democrat and former mayoral candidate Linda Musman appears to have unseated Columbia County Board of Supervisors Minority Leader William Hughes in the 4th Ward Supervisor race. Hughes, a registered Democrat, lost to Musman in the primary and was running on the Republican line. And longtime 5th Ward Alderman Robert Doc Donahue finished third in his race, bested by former City Treasurer Eileen Halloran and Dominic Moranti. Full election results are available on the WGXC Newsroom webpage at WGXC.org. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 46 degrees. But Wednesday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 25. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 48 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of rain showers mixing with snow after 1 a.m., then gradually ending. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 28. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 32 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 16. The sun rose this morning at 6:38 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:39 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 1 minute of daylight. 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 8th day of November 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.